The following is a lecture entitled Making the World Krishna Conscious, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on May 1st, 2017 in Riga, Latvia.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So tonight we are reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 7, beginning with text number 22. Punna punna paya haya maha mata nache kande hasse gaya yache madamata. Sri Panchatattva themselves danced again and again, and thus made it easier to drink nectarian love of Godhead. They danced, cried, laughed, and chanted like madmen. And in this way they distributed love of Godhead. Purport. People generally cannot understand the actual meaning of chanting and dancing. Describing the Goswamis, Srinivasacharya states, Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro. Not only did Lord Chaitanya and his associates demonstrate this chanting and dancing, but the Sis Goswamis also followed in the next generation. The present Krishna consciousness movement follows the same principle, and therefore simply by chanting and dancing we receive good responses all over the world. It is understood, however, that this chanting and dancing do not belong to this material world. They are actually transcendental activities, for the more one engages in chanting and dancing, the more he can taste the nectar of transcendental love of Godhead. Now we will also read text 23. Patra patta vichara nahi nahi stana stana ye anya paya stana kare prema dana. In distributing love of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates did not consider who was a fit candidate and who was not, nor where such distribution should or should not take place. They made no conditions. Wherever they got the opportunity, the members of the Panchatattva distributed love of Godhead. Purport. There are some rascals who dare to speak against the mission of Lord Chaitanya by criticizing the Krishna consciousness movement for accepting Europeans and Americans as Brahmins and offering them sannyas. For here is an authoritative statement that in distributing love of Godhead, one should not consider whether the recipients are Europeans, Americans, Hindus, Muslims, etc. The Krishna consciousness movement should be spread wherever possible, and one should accept those who thus become Vaishnavas as being greater than Brahmins, Hindus, or Indians. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would desire that his name be spread in every town and village on the surface of the globe. Therefore, when the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is spread all over the world, those who embrace it should those who embrace it not be accepted as Vaishnavas, Brahmins, and Sannyasis? These foolish arguments are sometimes raised by envious rascals, but Krishna-conscious devotees do not care about this. And about them, we strictly follow the principles set down by the Panchatattva. So, from a material point of view, you're all Europeans. So I think we have a few Indians here, but mostly Europeans, and there's one American sitting here, you see. From a material point of view. Now in India, the caste-conscious Brahmins say
In India, caste Brahman ya brahma.
Then unless you're born in India as a Brahman, you cannot be a Brahman. And if you take up Krishna consciousness, well, you could be a Brahman your next birth, but taking birth as a Brahman in India. But in this lifetime, you're simply mlecha. How you can wear a Brahman's thread and chant Gayatri mantra? How you can take sannyas, or how you can be a spiritual master and initiate disciples? But this principle of the caste-conscious Brahmins is against the principles of Lord Chaitanya. In fact, these caste-conscious Brahmins, even they objected to Lord Chaitanya movement when he began it 500 years ago. At that time, the government leaders were Muslims. The leader there was Chand Kazi. So when Lord Chaitanya chanted and started this movement of chanting and dancing in ecstasy, elevating everyone, no matter what your caste, to the transcendental platform, the caste-conscious Brahmins were threatened. Now we will lose our status. If everyone becomes a transcendentalist, what is our position? So they complained to Chand Kazi. They said, this Namai Pandit and his followers, they are spoiling Hinduism. You must put a stop to this movement of Lord Chaitanya. At that time, they were having kirtans, nocturnal kirtans, in the home of Srinivas Acharya. Those who have gone to Mayapur, that house is still there. It's a great place to do kirtan. So they were having a kirtan in the evening time. And Chand Kazi came with his constables. And he smashed the mridanga drum. If you do not stop this chanting and dancing, I will force you all to become Muslims. In those days, the Hindu rules were so strict. If a Muslim sprinkled water on you, you were rejected from Hindu society. All they had to do was sprinkle some water on you. Now you have to become a Muslim. Because of these strict Hindu rules, and this way the Muslims increased their numbers. So devotees were very afraid. He's going to force us to become Muslims. Oh no, what to do? Lord Chaitanya was not one to be a coward. He organized a march in the house of the Kazi. He got 100,000 devotees. Now that's a big kirtan. 100,000 devotees in the kirtan. You can imagine what kind of kirtan that was. And they marched on the house of the Kazi. Kazi was so scared. He hid under his bed. But finally he came out. And Lord Chaitanya had a discussion with him. And the Kazi was convinced by Chaitanya's arguments. And the Kazi joined the Sankirtan movement. And he made a proclamation that from now on, anyone, even of my descendants, no one should ever stop this Harinam Sankirtan here. He made an order. And even hundreds of years later, even during the days of the Hindu-Muslim riots, no one in Navadvip ever stopped the Harinam Sankirtan. Remembering this order of Chan Kazi. So, this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. This Sankirtan movement actually will inundate the entire universe. Not only this planet Earth, but the whole universe will become inundated. There's actually a 10,000 year period during which this movement will take over the whole world. It's hard to believe it now when you look out at the street. But there will be a day when this whole planet is Krishna conscious. In every town and every village, in every parliament building, in every TV station, in every radio station, in everywhere, in every educational institution, you can hear the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, going on with great enthusiasm. So, what does that mean? We get to be the pioneers.
You see?
Actually, we are living on the cutting edge of the greatest paradigm shift that's ever going to take place in this whole universe. What could be a more exciting lifestyle than to live on the cutting edge of world history? So we should be very enthusiastic, very determined, and very patient also. Because after all, Rome wasn't built in a day. How was Rome built? One brick at a time. So every kirtan, every book distributed, every plate of prasadam distributed, every round of japa chanted on, every time we get up and attend Mangal Arati at home or at the temple, every time we come to the temple for a program like this, these things are bricks gradually building up the Chaitanya era. So keep putting your energy into the service of Gornitai. I feel most fortunate to just happen to have been here on this celebration day. It was just by Krishna's arrangement. I had no idea this was the anniversary. How many years ago the deity was installed? How many years ago? 21 years ago. So this is very, very auspicious. All of you who have come today, you will all get special mercy from Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. So take advantage of this special mercy. Beg Gornatai that they can bless you with prema, pure love of God. And beg for their blessing that you can be used as an instrument for spreading their movement all over the universe. This is what Prabhupada said. He said, I'm just a puppet. He prayed to the Lord, I'm just a puppet, and you make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like. So in this way, we simply present ourselves as the puppets in the hands of Gornatai. In the hands of Prabhupada. And our spiritual master also when we get initiated. In this way we become instrumental for this Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we'll look at the next verse. Lutiyakayadiya bandara ujade ashcharya bandara prema shatakuna bade. Although the members of the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of Godhead and ate and distributed its contents, there was no scarcity, for this wonderful storehouse is so complete that as the love is distributed, the supply increases hundreds of times. Purport. A pseudo-incarnation of Krishna once told his disciple that he had emptied himself by giving him all knowledge and was thus spiritually bankrupt. Such bluffers speak in this way to cheat the public. But actual spiritual consciousness is so perfect that the more it is distributed, the more it increases. Bankruptcy is a term that applies in the material world, but the storehouse of love of Godhead in the spiritual world can never be depleted. Krishna is providing for millions and trillions of living entities by supplying all their necessities. And even if all the innumerable living entities wanted to become Krishna conscious, there would be no scarcity of love of Godhead, nor would there be insufficiency in providing for their maintenance. Our Krishna consciousness movement was started single-handedly, and no one had provided for our livelihood, but at present we are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars all over the world, and the movement is increasing more and more. Thus, there is no question of scarcity. Although jealous persons may be envious, if we stick to our principles and follow in the footsteps of the Panchatattva, this movement will go on unchecked by imitation swamis, sannyasis, religionists, philosophers, or scientists, for it is transcendental to all material considerations. Therefore, those who propagate the Krishna consciousness movement should not be afraid of such rascals and fools. Seems long because you're looking at a phone, but you look on the iPad, it's only one page. Only one page. So anyway, the point is that if you take up this mission, you see, you dedicate your life completely to pushing forward Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna will give you all facility. He has no difficulty providing everything. There's so many big elephants in the jungle and every day they get sufficient food. Instead of being so worried about our material maintenance, our prime consciousness should be, how can I push forward this movement to save the fallen souls of this world? Srila Prabhupada defines in his purport what is a Krishna conscious person. He says that a Krishna conscious being is always thinking, how to deliver the suffering humanity back to home, back to Godhead.
Kā atvest atpakaļ, uz atpakaļ uz mājām, atpakaļ pie Dieva, sabiedrību, kas atrodas ciešanās.
Even if he is not successful in doing so.
Un pat ja viņš nebūs veiksmīgs šajā uzdevumā.
His perfection is guaranteed.
Viņa pilnība ir garantēta.
And anyone who follows him will achieve perfection.
Un ik viens, kurš viņam sekos, arī sasniegs pilnību.
So we can judge how if we're actually a Krishna conscious being or not.
Un tādā veidā mēs varam spriest par to, vai mēs esam vai neesam Krishna apzinoši.
You can ask yourself, do I wake up in the morning thinking about delivering the fallen souls back to Godhead?
Mēs varam pieceļoties, mēs varam uzdot šo jautājumu, vai mēs aizdomājamies par to, kā atbrīvot ciešanās esošos.
Is that my meditation when I wake up in the morning?
Vai tāda ir mana meditācija, ik rītu pamostoties?
That's what it really means to be Krishna conscious.
Lūk, to tas patie.
Prabhupada said he is always planning how to deliver the suffering humanity back to Godhead. So I think we ought to be a little bit embarrassed. Well, I'm not really Krishna conscious yet. I'm just praying that someday I can actually be a Krishna conscious person. Because this is the real definition of someone who's actually Krishna conscious. They are fully absorbed in trying to deliver all the souls of this universe back to Krishna. So we have a few minutes left. Perhaps there are some questions. Question.
Does a person need to be liberated in order to liberate others?
Does one have to be liberated in order to liberate others? Well, what is required to give somebody one of Prabhupada's books? Do you have to be a Paramahamsa to be able to go out on book distribution? If you're simply a sincere person who wants to help others, that's all that's required. Now the fact is, the more you've realized about Krishna, the more you have potency. That's a fact.
Bet fakts ir tāds, ka jo vairāk jūs apzināties Krishna, jo vairāk zināšanas par viņu, jo vairāk jūs saņemat spēju pasniegt citiem.
It is like I met many devotees back in the 60s and they turned me off.
Kā piemēram, es satiku 70. Gados ļoti daudz vaktas, kuri man ļoti iedvesmoja.
I thought these guys are just like, you know, soldiers in boot camp, you know, a little turned off by the brahmacharis. You know. Soldiers in boot camp, they turned me off. I like the chanting, but these monks, I mean, come on. It was too much. They were too heavy for me. But then I met Vishnu Janaswami. And Prabhupada said, because he is a very personally a very nice devotee, he has made so many nice devotees. Of course, I'm one of the ones he made that's not really a nice devotee. But the fact was, because of his advanced consciousness, he had more potency for making devotees.
Viņam bija vairāk spējas pievērst cilvēkus.
So your level of realization does have an impact on how effective you are.
Tāpēc jūs apziņas stāvoklis viennozīmīgi ir ietekmējis to, cik jūs būsiet efektīvs.
But Prabhupada very much glorified Shyamasundara and Malati's little daughter Sarasvati.
Prabhupada ļoti daudz slavēja Shyamasundaras mazo meitiņu Malati.
She's just a little girl like this little girl over here, you see. Or this little boy here, this little child. She would go up to people in Vrindavan. She would say, do you know who is Krishna? And then they say, no, my dear little girl, please tell me. She would say, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if you know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
un ja jūs zināt, ka Krishna ir Dieva augstākā personība,
you may not be a Paramahamsa.
Jums nav jābūt Paramahamsa.
But if you have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can go out and preach.
Bet ja jums ir ticība, ka Krishna ir Dieva augstākā personība, jūs varat iziet ielās, lai sludinātu.
That's the order of Prabhupada. I mean, in the old days, a devotee would join the temple, the next day he'd be out preaching.
Tā bija Prabhupāda norādījums, jo sākotnējās dienās ieradās templi un nākšā dienā viņš jau zielas devās sludināt.
They did that with me. I moved in the temple and a TV station wanted a devotee to, for a live interview on television. They sent me immediately to be on TV.
Tā notika arī ar mani. Es biju tikko ievācies templī, kad bija jāsniedz...
I just moved in the temple and they sent me for a live TV show.
Bija jāsniedz interviju kādā vietējā televīzijā un man nākošajā dienā aizsūtīja...
So, in those days we were a very small movement and it didn't matter if you just joined 5 minutes ago, you were qualified to go out and liberate the world. That was the mood when I joined. I mean, we were very little movement in those days. And, you know, anybody who moved in, get your, go out and liberate the world, Prabhu. So, and because of that mood, we grew like anything. So no, you don't have to be a liberated soul. But actually, in one sense, you are a liberated soul. If you have complete faith that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and you're his eternal servant, in one sense, you're already liberated. Because you've actually understood what is the absolute truth. But of course, as you become more and more mature in that realization, then you get more potency. That was a great question. Thank you very much. Any other questions? If there's no other questions, I can tell you about my book. Is this been translated now into Russian? We don't have one in Latvian, but we have it in English and in Russian. This is called Truth Works. And see, I have an e-course on the internet. Teaching people about Krishna consciousness. We have 23,000 people signed up from all over the world for the course. And every day I get so many questions. So my disciples have gone through all these questions and gotten the most essential questions. And how I answered them, put my answers. So this book has been recommended by Hari Sari Prabhu, Prabhupada's personal servant. This is a very good handbook for how to practice Krishna consciousness. We only have a limited supply. And what is the, how much are they going for? How many euros? Huh? 7 euros only. It's a beautiful hardbound book with color plates. And during the arti, I'll be out in the hall.
With
anybody who wants it, I'll give you a written blessing in the book. So that being said, we have a few minutes left. Any more questions? Here's a question.
Like whenever we are in temple, we always remember the God. As soon as we get out from the temple, I don't know what about others. I'm talking about myself.
Yeah.
So we forget, like I forgotted God. Like when I see this beautiful world.
Yeah.
So what should I do? Like, should I keep remember always the God?
Yes, it's a very good question. The answer is, go ahead and translate. If one is trained by a bona fide spiritual master, then one learns how to see Krishna everywhere.
tad viņš iemācās saskatīt Krišnu it visā.
Krishna says, Yamang pashati sarva tat sarvancha maya pashati tashaham na pranashami satsyame na pranashati. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 30. From one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So by taking training from a bona fide spiritual master, you can learn how to see Krishna everywhere. The first time I met my guru, Srila
Prabhupada,
he gave a wonderful lecture. This is in San Francisco in
1971.
He quoted another Gita verse. Rasoham mapsukondeya prabhashmi shashashirya yo. Krishna says, I am the taste of the water. I am the light of the sun and the moon. So, do you drink water every day? Sure. Krishna says, I am the taste of that water. So whenever you drink water, you immediately remember, ah, very nice taste. This is Krishna. Krishna is the taste of the water. And during the daytime, you just see how the sun is shining, you see? Krishna says, I am the light of the sun. And at night, the moonlight is there. I am the light of the moon. So by studying Gita under the Guru's guidance, you learn how to experience Krishna everywhere. What really helps, Krishna says, if you offer to me a leaf, flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. So just eating, first you offer your food to Krishna. Of course, no meat, no fish, and no eggs. You see. That's mlecha food. You
see.
You offer your fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and grains to Krishna before you eat. They will become transformed into pure spiritual energy. That eating will purify your consciousness. So by drinking water and remembering Krishna, you're drinking water every day. By eating, which you do every day, and by seeing the sun and the moon, which you're always doing, you see, then you can realize how God is everywhere. He's in your heart also. He's in your heart. He's seated as Paramatma within your heart. So if you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, he will train you how to be in direct contact with God at every minute. Even in your job, at everything you will be directly connected with God. And you'll be full of bliss. Your heart will just be overflowing with bliss. So I'll give you my card. You can sign up for my e-course. And I'll train you. See, where is my card? Here it is. Come on, take my card. You can sign up for my e-course. Anybody who wants to join, you go to www.joincourse.com. Or backtohome.com, either one. So now it's 7 o'clock, there'll be RT happening. And I will be situated out there in the hall somewhere if anybody wants to get one of the books. And we thank all of you so much for coming tonight. Each one of you has, by coming, has made it a more joyous occasion. Thank you all for coming. Thank you very, very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. 20th anniversary of Sri Sri Gaurinitai installation ki jai.
Yeah.